Hello.
Hello, this is Dustin with customer service giving you a call back.
Customer service from what?
Well, I do apologize, however, I do work for a third-party call center that services over 400 different companies, so I would have to get the account pulled up and verified before I would know which one it was that you were calling in for.
Well, there was a charge on my bank account. That's why I was wanting to know what company is.
Yes, I do completely understand, and once I do get the account pulled up, I'd be more than happy to see what company it is that you were being charged by. However, I would have to get an account pulled up before I'd be able to see what company it is.
Okay.
And so that I can try and locate the account, may I have your zip code, please?
41701.
Thank you. So that was 41701?
Yes.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Earlene Bill.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment. It is taking me just a moment to see if I can locate that.
Okay.
And so that I can see if I've located the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
258 L and N Drive.
Thank you. And if you don't mind giving me just one moment to look over the account and see exactly what is going on, it will take me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, and I really do want to thank you for your patience. I do believe I may see what is going on, but it will take me just one more moment to make sure I am giving you the correct information.
Okay.
Okay, and I really do want to thank you for your patience. I am having to check one thing with my supervisor, so I really do apologize. That will take me just a moment. I really do want to thank you for your patience. My supervisor did inform me they do believe they may see exactly what's going on. However, it will take them one more moment. That way they are making sure they're giving me the correct information. And I really do apologize one more time for such the long wait. And I really do thank you for being patient with me. I do just want to make sure I am giving you the correct information. So I really do apologize. And I really do want to thank you for your patience. My supervisor did get back to me, and they did inform me that what they're showing is there would have been either an email, an ad, or a survey that would have been participated in that would have led to a chance at a contest for a prize, such as an iPhone, an iPad, or a vacuum. And they did inform me that it looks like you did two separate contests. It looks like one that was for signing up for the meal plan app Feast Treat, and the other that was looks like it was for signing up for the discount gadgets club, where you would pay $59.92 a month for the meal plan app Feast Treat, or and $59.92 a month and receive a $100 gift card to the gadgets club website.
I did not sign up for those.
So you're saying it was not you that. So you're saying it was not you that did the contest?
No, I did not.
Since you're stating that it was not you that did the contest, I would need to get you over to the fraud department, as they would be the ones that would be able to assist you.
Went up to that store to Ollie's, which isn't it? You see strawberry on
that. What you looking for, Ollie? You come through that store on that, he ain't looking at work for you.
And I do want to thank you for your patience. You will hear some brief music, and then you will be over there to them. So I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.